Welcome to Fluent and Chill, Thanksgiving edition. I'm Anthony Kate. I'm here as always with Jermaine J. Dub. How you doing, man?
Good, man. Turkey Day, football.
You know, this might be one of my favorite. I think I say this every Thanksgiving, so I'm going to say it again to stay consistent. Christmas, my kids love Christmas. Mm-hmm. Open up a bunch of presents. For me, Thanksgiving, food and football all day. That's just a good day. So this is a special shortened edition. We're going to do a regular one that's going to come out on Friday. We're going to do all the regular stuff that we do on Fluent and Chill NFL edition. But this is going to be a condensed version. We're just going to talk about these three games, a couple storylines happening with these six teams. And that's it. And then we're going to let you get to your turkey. So let's start with the first game, 12:30. My Chicago Bears will be facing the winless Detroit Lions, who have been this close. They've been knocking on the door. I've told you to take them in the points the last 2 weeks. Remember that? Do you remember that? Okay.
You did. Yes,
you did. Is this the week that the Detroit Lions get their first win against, you're shaking your head, but don't forget, against an Andy Dalton-led Chicago Bears team that's missing Khalil Mack, Akeem Nicks. Now Allen Robinson is out. Can they pull this one off?
Just so you know, Tone, almost only counts in horseshoes. That's it.
And hand grenades.
And hand grenades. That's it. That's the only time it counts. But I think this is the third time, if I'm not mistaken. I think it was 2007. It was early in the 2000s. I think this is the third time on Thanksgiving that the Detroit Lions are winless. I'm still trying to, and I understand that it's a tradition, but I'm just about over the Detroit Lions on Thanksgiving. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't over them, Tony. I'm over them on Thanksgiving. We can get some better football on Thanksgiving.
I'm a fan of Detroit Chicago on Thanksgiving because it gives me a chance, one, at a win, which I like, and two, Detroit is close enough. So prior to COVID, right, it was a game that I could go to very easily.
Right.
And it's one that I would continue to go watch every season.
Right.
So I do like that. But I get it. Dallas and Detroit have kind of been the two teams historically. Now they've added a third game.
Right.
They've switched up who they play. So let's before we get into the game. So a lot of injuries on both sides, but you know, obviously Detroit's not a very good team this year. Dan Campbell, you know, he's taken it in stride. I think he had said something about, oh, you mean they're not flexing us to prime time? Right? So he's got a sense of humor about it. Mm-hmm. But you remember at the beginning of the season, I said, I don't know that his style works in professional football. Uh-huh. You know, that rah-rah, you know, I said, I always say this on his name tag, you know, the man, he wants a real lion to walk out onto the field with. Like, I think that would work really well in college. Where, you know, it's a different environment. I don't think it works in the NFL.
No, it doesn't.
And clearly by the record.
Well, the reason why it doesn't is because you got professional athletes here who have other things going on. In college, this is probably their last hurrah playing football. These guys have other things going on. They have wives. They have families. Coach, what I'm concerned with is how are we going to win football games? I don't care about bringing Lions in here. I don't care about the gimmicks and all of that nonsense. How good is my quarterback? If I'm a wide receiver, can he get me the football? If I'm a running back, how many carries am I going to get? As the defense, as the anchor on defense, am I going to be able to run our defense? And what are we running and how are we going to be successful? That's what I care about. In college, I'm 19 years old. The theatrics and all of that good stuff, it looks really good on the surface.
It gets you excited.
Absolutely.
It gets you excited.
But ultimately, we got to get on the field and play. So
from that, from the Detroit coach now to the Bears coach, a lot of rumors came out like really fast this week that the McCaskies had told him, this is going to be your last game. After coaching on Thursday, you're done. Which sounds very odd because if you're going to fire a coach, you're not going to tell him this is your last game. Like you're going to have your last, you know, a farewell tour. Did it strike you as odd? Now it's since come out that, and I said this to you, in 101 year history, the Bears have never fired a head coach in season, not once. So I said, I doubt that it was real. Now, then the McCaskies now have come out, Matt Nagy's come out. They've all come out and said, hey, that I don't know where this came from. It's a rumor. It's not true. But when you first saw it, did you think there was some truth to this? Like, did you question, like, why would they give him one last game?
Well, I didn't think that. But the first thing I thought was, well, what took so long? Because I'm not objective to midseason firing. Because I mean, I'll rewind the clock back to the Baltimore Ravens in 2012. They damn sure did fire their offensive coordinator in the middle of the season. And what happened? They went to the Super Bowl. Yeah. So you can absolutely make a change in the middle of the season, and it could be for the betterment of the team. So a lot of people aren't in fan of that. I don't have a problem with that. And with Matt Nagy, it just seems very inconsistent with what he's doing. So when I think about them, the Bears organization is not – they're very much like the Steelers, where, you know, they stick to what's – they stick with what's going on. So when I initially heard that, I was thinking, no, I don't think that they would do that. But then I'm thinking, well, what took so long? Because of what's going on with Matt Nagy.
So it's interesting because, one, I think everyone knows that I'm not a fan of Matt Nagy in terms of as a head coach of the Chicago Bears.
Tone, call it what it is. You over him. You've been over him.
I didn't like the hire.
You did, right.
So I've never been – you have to be with someone to be over them.
Tone is my brother, and I bring my girlfriend home, and Tone don't like her from the minute he met her.
Exactly.
And then he finds out that we're on the rocks and we about to break up. He's like, look, I didn't like her from the beginning.
Exactly.
From the beginning.
So. Now, the difference is I've been telling you from the beginning I didn't like her. But that being said, so when I heard the news, right away I was like, there's no way. There's no way. The rumors are the players, he's lost the players. They want him gone. They've, you know, started chanting fire Nagy at Bulls games, right? The Bulls were getting smoked by the Pacers and they're chanting fire Nagy, which I don't blame them. I will say this. I didn't necessarily love them chanting fire Nagy at his son's high school football game.
I don't know about that.
I think that was a little much.
I don't know.
However, when I heard the news, I thought, well, I don't think it's true, but am I allowed to cheer for the Lions to beat them today, and that being the straw that breaks the camel's back that gets them fired?
Well, first and foremost, he's getting fired anyway, Tone. There's no way you can cheer for Detroit in an effort to get him fired.
We don't know to get him fired quicker?
No, absolutely not, Tone. I can't believe you just said that.
I was asking the question. I was just asking the question. All right. So let's save our picks to the end. So let's go. So the next game. So look, let's be honest. You know, people are going to, this is a good game to, like, you know, prep your food, cook your turkey too, because it's not going to be a very good game. Let's just call it what it's going to be. Mm-hmm. This game, however, is shaping up to be closer than I originally thought. And I'll tell you why. Raiders and Cowboys. Raiders are they're heading in the wrong direction. Obviously, yes, they've had a lot of off the field stuff this season, and I don't necessarily blame them for not being totally focused. But the Cowboys are without CeeDee Lamb, it looks like, and without Amari Cooper. Could this be like one of those sneaky, like, you would think the Cowboys would blow them out? And I still think the Cowboys are going to win, but again, we'll get to our picks in a minute. But do you think the Raiders can overcome all the off the field stuff that they're dealing with?
I don't think so, Tone. I think that this has really gotten the best of them to this point. And I look at what they've been doing offensively, and they've been sputtering. And Cincinnati completely dominated them last week. Now, when I think about the Dallas Cowboys, just for the record, Tone, since Ezekiel Elliott has been on the team, when he has carried the football 25 times or more, they are undefeated. So no CeeDee Lamb today, no Amari Cooper. The game plan should be simple. Feed Zeke, get him the football,
and Tony Pollard.
Yes,
and Tony Pollard, because they've got a really good 1-2 punch now.
Okay. Get him the football early and often, and you will have success. The proof is in the pudding. When you run the football with Zeke 25 times or more, this team is undefeated. I can appreciate Kellen Moore's position as a quarterback. He wants Tony Romo to look good because Kellen Moore is a quarterback. So that's kind of how he runs the offense, where he wants to have the offense wide open. But ultimately, you're going to win this game in the trenches. Give Zeke and Tony Pollard the ball and shove the ball down the Raiders' throat and win this game.
And just to clarify, because I know that you're thinking Tony Pollard and then a quarterback. You said Tony Romo. He means Dak Prescott.
That's what I'm talking about.
I know. I do that. Listen, I was talking about LeBron James and you know, the punch or elbow, whatever you want to call it. And I said to Isaiah Thomas instead of Isaiah Stewart.
Not that he don't just, business no more. He doesn't. Yeah, no. He does not.
So, yeah, I know you mean Kellen Moore and Dak.
I'm sorry.
So, no, you're cool. And so, okay. So then the last game, the Bills. This ain't the Bills we expected. Against the Saints, who threw all this money at Taysom Hill. So let's talk about that for a minute. But they're also no Alvin Kamara.
Yeah.
They're on to Trevor Siemian, who looked good last week.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of game are we expecting here? The primetime game with two teams just kind of headed in the wrong direction again.
Well, Trevor Siemian, he's been serviceable as a backup. Yeah. I remember him in Denver, and I think he's solid. Now, can they make a playoff push? I doubt that very seriously because they're in a disarray at their quarterback position. But I think he's solid. Now, losing Kamara, that's going to be big for their offense because they rely on him tremendously, right? They rely on him a lot. Now, when it comes to Buffalo, Tony, you were high on them in the beginning of the season, and I was too. We were both high on them in the beginning of the season. But there was a part of me that just felt like Josh Allen wasn't there yet. And he shows me flashes of who he was 2 years ago when he's throwing the ball all over the field and he's making plays where you would think, what are you looking at right there? So they have to get themselves back on track if they're going to have an opportunity to compete in the AFC. And I do think that they win today.
So we'll make our official picks in a second. So I want to talk about that for a brief minute. When the expectations are low, it's really easy to play well, right? Because no one's expecting anything from you. And when teams aren't expecting you to be good or great, right? They're not giving you their best. Mm-hmm. And I think this season, this is the first season the Bills, listen, there's expectations. There was, hey, these guys and the Chiefs are probably 1-2 on who's going to represent the AFC in the Super Bowl. So what happens? Well, now there's a target on your back. Every team starts coming out and giving you their best. You maybe listen to that media hype and think, you're that good.
Mm-hmm.
And you flick the switch a little bit, you turn it off and you go into Jacksonville thinking this is an easy win because we're the better team and you lose. Here's the thing. Jacksonville didn't think that. Jacksonville gave it their best and they win that game.
Correct.
Well, now you've also flicked that switch off. And unfortunately, that switch that we talk about that isn't actually a switch because you can't just flick it back on again. It's more like a generator and you got to pump in some gas and pull on the cord and sometimes you can't get it back. And I'm afraid that unless they get a win like today, which is a much needed win, they might have turned it off and don't know how to turn it back on again.
Well, the problem that we have with this team, Tony, they remind me of the Atlanta Hawks in the NBA. So in November of 2020, if I would have said to you, Tony, I got the Atlanta Hawks going to the Eastern Conference Championship, you would have took them headphones off and you'd have been like, yo, get this dude away from me. He has no idea what he's talking about. Instead, they're in the Eastern Conference Championship and they look really good. Only now the expectations are higher. Maybe Atlanta can get back to the Eastern Conference Championship. Well, now what's going on is y'all not sneaking up on anybody.
Right.
Everybody's prepared for you now. Well, the same thing with the Buffalo Bills. They're in the AFC Championship last year. Josh Allen is one of the better quarterbacks in the game. And now the expectation is, well, we have to get a step further than where we got. You're not sneaking up on anybody. And the idea that that generator has to get going. Well, you guys aren't that good. You guys aren't good enough to be able to just turn the switch on. You're not that good. You're good. You're just not that good. And they've fallen behind the eight ball. They've fallen behind the eight ball just a little bit, Tone. I don't think that they're done yet, but they've got to get it going. Absolutely.
So let's make our picks. So in the early game, these are our official picks now. We got Bears and Lions. I'm not going to be rooting for the Bears. Sorry, I'm not going to be rooting for the Lions to beat my Bears.
Are you sure, Tone? I'm sure.
I will be wearing my Bears jersey with a big old turkey leg in my left hand and a beer in my right hand, and I will be screaming at every play. Like last week, where I almost had, and we'll get to, you know, on Friday's NFL edition, where I almost had a heart attack with the way that game ended. So I was like, in the SNL skits, where like Pat Farley's pounding his chest, because that was me at the end of the Bears game last week. So let's go. So I'm sticking with the Bears. Bears or Lions? I think I know your pick, but.
I'm not betting against the Bears in this game. No, I think the Bears beat them. Mm-hmm.
Raiders and Cowboys.
I think the Cowboys handle them. I think they run the football, and I think they handle them this week.
I'm with you. I think that they're, even without CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper, I think they're too strong for a distracted Raiders team. Mm-hmm. Bills and Saints.
I think that Buffalo gets it back on track this week, and I think they get back rolling. Even though they haven't looked good as of late, I think they get back rolling.
Well, it's a clean sweep. We're all on the, I'll call it the three Bs, the Bears, the Boys, and the Bills.
There you go.
And the Lions, Raiders, and unfortunately the Saints, where I'll be losing this week. All right, so that's it for a very special edition of Fluent and Chill NFL edition. Thanksgiving Day. Go enjoy yourselves and be safe.
Get the full Sports Fluent Anthony K and Friends experience. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at sports_fluent. What does it mean to be truly fluent? Support us today for exclusive content, direct one-on-one chats, answers to your questions, and best of all, every quarter, a lucky supporter will be chosen to appear on Sports Fluent and receive some great swag from Boardwalk Los Angeles. How can you support us? Go to anchor.fm/sports-fluent/support.